Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ClearVista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Spin Left Oil podcast. I'm Mark Trice. I'm here with my partner, Matthew Boudreau. And Matt, today we're going to entertain a question from a listener who asked us, is it okay to borrow money against their workplace 401k or perhaps take early withdrawals from their individual retirement arrangements, or IRAs for short?
Yeah, well, I think arrangement's the official name, but
that's right. You use that at a barbecue this summer.
There you go.
But social distance when you do that.
Yeah, I think, Mark, this is a common question that often comes up when people are trying to figure out some of the different circumstances that they might find themselves in. And so position it to you, we wanted to kind of get that topic out there. And so if you're a listener, you have a 401k, a retirement plan at work, and you do get into a financial pinch, it can be very tempting to think about taking an early withdrawable amount from that retirement money. But unfortunately, it could be one of the costliest decisions that you could ever make. Now, today we want to talk about the withdrawals, not necessarily borrowing, because I know that there's interests when you do borrow, and we don't want to get involved in that today's discussion. Today we want to focus on some of the reasons not to take money early from your retirement accounts.
Let's cut to the chase, Matt. The retirement plan is not a substitute for a good emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of living expenses.
Absolutely. Anytime we sit down with, if you've worked with us, we always talk about, hey, what do you have in savings? What do you have for an emergency fund? That is going to be your go-to place for when those unpredicted things arise.
So what are the retirement accounts for, Matt? I ask him an obvious question.
Well, they're for retirement,
Whoa.
Obviously.
Yes.
They're for later. And the whole reason it's in an retirement account is for some of those deferred tax benefits that, again, we can cover in another episode here. But we can just jump right in. We've got a couple of things just to throw at you to be aware of, that if you were to pull money from those retirement accounts, the first thing that hits you is taxes. Now, you may not feel it for a little while. You might not be aware of it for a little while. But once tax time comes around the next year, you're going to have to pay.
How much am I going to have to pay, Matt?
Well, that is an interesting question, Mark. So it depends on your tax bracket. Everybody's situation is different, and when they do go into file, there's a different rate that we all pay.
So it's almost like I'm getting a pay raise, right?
A pay raise?
Yeah, because if I have money from my job, and I borrow, let's just pull out a number, $1,000 from my $1,000 from my retirement account, it's counted as income.
Absolutely. Uncle Sam sees that as an additional $1,000 or whatever amount is that you pull out, an increase in income. And one of the dangers with this is that it could bump you to a higher tax bracket. You know, whether you're single, whether you're a head of household, whether you're married, filing jointly, you fall within a certain tax bracket. And when you have additional income, whether it's earned, whether it's retirement, whatever it is, whatever that source is, it could bump you to a higher tax bracket and make you pay higher tax rates. And so with that, if it does bump you, you could lose the benefit of certain credits, certain deductions that would apply to your filing for that year, and it could hurt you even worse.
And the same thing applies if you've you know, if you decide that you're going to borrow from your 401k and you lose your job, mm-hmm. It's just like you took a withdrawal if you didn't pay it back. So be very careful from that. But also, too, in addition to taxes, if what if I'm under 59 and a half?
Well, if you're under 59 and a half, that leads us to the next point, which is penalties. That cutoff, that 59 and a half age, which usually allows you to have access penalty-free. If you do that before that point, you're going to get hit with a 10% penalty.
So if I'm at a 20% tax bracket and I withdraw early, I'm paying a third of that up, almost a third, in taxes and penalties.
Yep, gone.
A lot of people don't quite understand that. And because we get to questions a lot of times about people, from people saying, well, I want to pay off these bills, or I want to pay off my mortgage. And they don't realize if they need 50% or $50,000 and they're in the 30% tax bracket, they're not going to be able to cover all the bills with just $50,000. They're going to have to withdraw a lot more. And I'm doing the math right here. I should have done it before the show. That's typical. We do our prep at the last second. So they're going to have to withdraw $71,400 to cover the penalties and the taxes from just to get the $50,000.
That's right.
So it's going to cost you a lot more to pull money out of your IRA, especially before 59 and a half. So think about that. The IRA or retirement accounts are for your retirement to generate income. They're not there to sit there and pay off big bills.
That's right. And so not only do you lose the amount that you're pulling out for that need that arises, but you're losing so much more when you take into consideration the taxes as well as penalty. And that leads us right to the next point. Not only are you pulling that out, but you're sacrificing what is called the time value of money. Now, what is the time value of money? We can call it, you know, basically decades of future growth for what that money would be turning into. It could be $10,000. It could be tens of thousands of dollars, depending on how young or old you are. And here's an example I want to kind of illustrate how those amounts compound and grow. If you were a 30-year-old and you withdraw $10,000 from your retirement account, now while we do that, we're going to assume an average annual growth of 8%. That money, we're just pulling that number out of the sky here. Just think we're turning over 8% of growth every year. So if you take $10,000 when you're 30 years old, by the time you reach age 65, that would almost grown to just under $148,000.
Wow.
Now, if you do just the naked math with a calculator, it wouldn't be that much. But when you take into consideration what it could grow into, that is just multiples and multiples.
Makes you really think twice about buying that new car.
Oh, yeah. Not only are you financing something, but when you take it out of that projection of what it could be growing into, why you just sit here and save every month, it is just so costly. And when you take money out of that account, I mean, it's emptying money that you've saved over time. It's like you're having to start all over again. And you just got to think, you got to ask yourself, is it really worth it to give that up just to meet a short-term need?
So we'll say again, get an emergency fund. Save for short-term needs. Matt, I know some people have had questions about taking money out early from their retirement accounts during this coronavirus pandemic. And I thought we should maybe address that because a lot of people, it's very much misunderstood. And the general rule is that not only can the penalties be waived for certain types of permanent disability and higher education, things like that, but I've had some clients ask if they can pull it out because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's only if you were directly impacted by the coronavirus. In other words, you got it. You lost your job and had to withdraw money from your retirement account, or someone directly in your family, like a child or a spouse or maybe a parent, got coronavirus and you were impacted by that. So just because there's a worldwide, you know, global pandemic doesn't mean that everyone's being affected by it. Yes, we're having to stay home and we're having to wear face masks and things where we go out in public. But, you know, I'm not directly impacted by that. So I can't waive that penalty. The IRS will not waive that penalty on an early withdrawal from our retirement accounts.
And you bring that up now with the current events as they are. I think this is why it has caused to be a question here as of late. And the one thing it might get rid of is the penalty. So many of these other things that we're talking about today, that still remains. You're still losing that time value of money. You're still losing some of the other things that go along with the benefits of saving month after month, year after year. And that leads us to our final point. Any money that you take out now, it's not going to be there for later. And not only with that compounding growth trajectory that you're losing, you're having to save more in order to be where you need to be.
To catch up.
Yeah. And I think the biggest problem is that most people, and I didn't pull any statistics out today, but there are way too many people that are still not saving enough for retirement as is. Either it's because they can't, it's because they're unaware of what their needs are going to be later. It might be because they're not educated to think that Social Security might be their primary source of income, which it might be primary, but it may not be enough.
Or we just may be sticking our heads in the sand and ignoring it.
Yeah, acting like it'll go away when you don't have to face
it. Doesn't get
those
better.
Problems.
It doesn't get better.
No. But all that to say is that if you're considering pulling something out of retirement, consider something else first. If you aren't saving enough or haven't tried to figure out how much you need to be saving for retirement, you can feel free to reach out to us. We can help you calculate that and project those things. But either way, you need to be saving something, putting something aside for that rainy day, for that emergency fund, and beyond that, for your retirement. One day, you don't want to work until the day you die. And we want to help you get that process planned so that you can look forward to those years in retirement. Look forward to those years after working for so many years. You want to be able to enjoy your life, your family, whatever it is you have going on.
So we have to plan for the unexpected.
Yes.
And definitely this spring has been an unexpected event. But I think there's some scripture, Matt, that really kind of brings this home.
Yeah. And it has to do with the planning. The verse we wanted to bring today was Proverbs 21:5. And that just says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. And I think that lines up really well with what we talked about today. It's planning, being purposeful, being specific, being strategic with that saving process. And don't let haste be something that causes you to pull that money when there might be an emergency or might be some sort of short-term need. So we'll leave you with that today. Hopefully that's food for thought to improve your financial life, to better your financial future. And we look forward to seeing you in further episodes.